This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Here in Washington, the House of Representatives goes public with its impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump next week before a national TV audience. The background, transcripts of private testimony from administration witnesses who concluded what Mr. Trump wanted in his dealings with Ukraine was a quid pro quo. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In the latest impeachment inquiry transcripts, top national security officials described diplomats as tense and frustrated about the backdoor effort in Ukraine run by Rudy Giuliani and supported by the president. AP's Eric Tucker with details.
There is a sense and a description from these two witnesses about this desire to move Ukraine policy out of the normal foreign policy channels and have that responsibility delegated to Rudy Giuliani.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vidman, a top national security officer, also insisted there was no ambiguity. Trump was proposing a trade to Ukraine's president, an Oval Office visit for a public investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The International Organization for Migration says hundreds of migrants living in Bosnia are at risk as the Balkan winter approaches. Reuters correspondent Emily Spickle reports.
With temperatures close to zero, police officers have had to restrain migrants quarreling over the small amounts of food provided by the local Red Cross.
The situation is very bad. You see that. We have a lot of problem, a tent's problem. We are sleeping from 2 days, this poor tent. There is no bed. We are sleeping in the stones. The other necessary things are not available here, like bathrooms. We just take one bathroom in 6 days.
Bosnia has faced an upsurge in migrant numbers since Croatia, Hungary and Slovenia closed their borders against undocumented immigration. More than 40,000 migrants have entered Bosnia since 2018. Nearly one-fifth are children.
From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo attended the unveiling of a Ronald Reagan statue in Berlin on Friday, 30 years after the wall dividing East and West Berlin came down. The statue memorializes Mr. Reagan's 1987 speech, in which he called on then-Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev to, quote, tear down this wall. 2 years later, the communist-built structure began to come down on live television around the world. It was a landmark moment of the 20th century and marked a beginning of the end of Soviet domination in Eastern Europe. President Trump has rejected China's claim that the U.S. and China have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Mr. Trump said Friday he has not agreed to anything. His remarks suggest much work remains to be done at the bargaining table to end a bitter trade war. Health investigators at a hospital in the state of Pennsylvania say a waterborne germ that killed 3 newborn infants stemmed from feeding equipment. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Geisinger Medical Center in Danville, Pennsylvania is apologizing to the families of the 3 premature babies that died and the other 5 sickened between August and late September of this year. DNA testing detected Pseudomonas bacteria in equipment that's used to measure breast milk that came from donors. The hospital says it's now switched to single-use equipment to keep bacteria from growing. Pseudomonas is common, but it poses a bigger risk in fragile patients. One family's already filed suit, and a second family is consulting with the same lawyer. I'm Jackie Quinn.
People in Paradise, California are marking a year since one of the most devastating wildfires in state history almost destroyed the town. The goal now is to rebuild. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
The pause lasted 85 seconds, 1 second for each person who was killed. Artist Jesse Mercer says the fire has been devastating.
It's so quiet here. I miss hearing garage doors open and kids playing and cars.
But Mercer says Paradise is rebuilding.
And I hear noise. And today I hear a roar.
9 homes have been rebuilt so far. Many more building permits are being approved. And local traditions like Johnny Appleseed Days go on to encourage people to come back to paradise. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police in several cities in Bolivia joined anti-government protests on Friday. The demonstrations began last month, sparked by the disputed re-election of President Evo Morales to a 4th term in office. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.